From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hello. Got an emergency Wildcast podcast for you guys. I'm here with our biggest group we've had for a podcast yet. I'm here with Ryan Finley, Bruce Pascoe, Justin Spears to talk about the biggest news of the day, which is that Brandon Dawkins was named starting quarterback again, actually.
Huge news.
No, obviously that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, if you're listening to this, then you know already that there's some pretty serious allegations out there about Book Richardson and as it relates to the Arizona basketball program. What are you guys all thinking right now? I mean, I don't remember ever experiencing anything like this since I've been in Tucson, at least.
Yeah, well, let's go to the short version real quick. Book Richardson exactly faces up to 60 years in prison, up to $1.5 million in fines for what is essentially accepting bribes from agents and business managers for the promise of delivering U of A players to them once their college careers are over. This is something that the NCAA investigates often, I think. And Bruce, you can speak more to this. But to have the feds involved, the FBI does not mess around.
Unique, yeah.
The FBI laid out basically a 9-month paper trail of, here's where he asked for the money, and here is where we gave him the money, and here is where he said that he's going to deliver this recruit.
Well, and they had conversations on the phone, and
There's no parsing or slipping out of this.
Well, right. The big difference is this is the FBI. This is not the NCAA. They went in and had it was a full-on sting. They had two undercover agents acting as agents. And the NCAA can't do that stuff. The NCAA is like, they have almost no power to investigate like this. They'll go into school, they'll hear something, and they'll go to a guy and say, "Did you take money?" And the guy will say, "No."
They just found out about this morning, apparently, too.
It's a whole another level. I mean, we're talking about things that allegedly happen, frankly, all the time. It's not that unusual, but this is very unusual that they came out in this way, and the powers they have, it's astounding, really. Yeah, and the scope could continue to grow.
I feel like people weren't, the general reaction seemed to be that people aren't surprised about the content of what happened. It's more that the FBI is the one that revealed it to the public.
Well, recruiting has been a cesspool in basketball forever. That is not to excuse what Book Richardson has done.
Yeah, of course.
To say that everybody's been doing it, the four guys became the first coaches ever indicted by the FBI. And Book Richardson.
And there might be more coming.
Right. To me, and Justin Spears, maybe you can speak to this a little bit. The thing that jumped out at me when I read the complaint was the absolute bravado and sureness that Book Richardson had, where he said, "Oh no, we'll deliver this guy to you. He'll listen to me. Oh, you can come watch our practices. Oh, this is the kind of program where, you know, Sean Miller wants him really bad, so we're gonna have to make this happen." Mm-hmm. To me, that does not paint the program it's a black mark on the program.
And another thing that's kind of crazy about this whole situation is when we talk about Arizona's assistant coaches, Book Richardson is the one that climbs to the top as the one who was the best recruiter, the guy who relates to all the players, somebody that Sean Miller can rely on when he's not on the court coaching these guys.
Yeah, he reeled in all those East Coast guys for them.
Exactly. So, and this investigation has been going on since, 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the last couple of Arizona recruiting classes since 2015, pretty much some of Sean Miller's best. So, I mean, for this to come out, I mean, I would say it's not surprising considering, you know, just from talking to Book and just kind of knowing the way he goes about his business and how player-friendly that he is. But, I mean, this is a big stain on the program.
There's a difference between breaking off a few hundred dollars for a player who needs his bills paid, or Laramie Tunsil, who needs his power turned back on, and taking bribes from people to then exploit your relationship with a 19-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. To me, this is not Book taking care of players. Because if Book wanted to take care of players out of his own pocket, the FBI wouldn't be involved.
No.
Right? This is Book Richardson lining his pockets.
Well, it's all about the key reason they got involved was the federal it basically boils down to Pell Grants, if you can believe that. what it means is any institution that takes federal money in excess of $10,000, you can't have an employee has a higher standard of being not able to take bribes. So they went after them on that. It's in there throughout it that they're employees of an institution that takes federal money, blah, blah, blah. So they went after them that way. And again, it's stunning the way that it happened so quickly. They started in 2015, but frankly, most of the stuff against Book just happened this summer.
Like from May until now.
They just had a meeting with him a month ago.
It's an impactful tournament.
And a house this morning, and in a New Orleans Pelicans t-shirt and hauled down to court. I mean, it's just astounding. NCAA would be like, 2-year process about here.
Well, which is why I feel like people are overlooking the fact that it might move a little bit quicker because it's FBI is getting involved, right? Because these allegations have already been investigated.
Right. I mean, and again, 60. I mean, look, he's not going to serve 60 years in prison.
That's
if he serves a day in prison, I'd be shocked. But the fact that he's being hit with the possibility of 60 years in prison means that they want these coaches naming names.
And that's also that's also another thing I was going to bring up was I think at this point they're going to get the four original assistant coaches that were brought up and just sit them down and pretty much have a plea deal where saying, you give us every piece of information that you know, give us every name that is involved in this case.
And maybe you get a reduction.
And guess what? You're not going to be serving maximum sentence. You'll get a slap on the wrist and we can continue with this investigation. But New York, Book Richardson being the New York guy that he is, New York guys don't talk. So we should see.
It's
the FBI we're talking about.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the fact that this is bad for Arizona, but this really is bad for all of college basketball.
Yeah,
this threatens to change the whole landscape of the sport.
Before the season's about to start,
they're gonna go further. And they made it clear today that they've been doing all this stuff covertly. Now it's open to the public. They've let us know. But it's still ongoing, and they put on it. I mean, they were talking about a tip line. They want people to call in if they've got tips here and that stuff. And they're hoping that all this publicity is going to lead to more. And it could flatten a number of places when it's all said and done.
Does this change, Bruce? One of the dirty little secrets in college basketball for decades has been the influence of the shoe companies. Today, you see Adidas is featured really prominently in this case, not the Book Richardson case.
Yeah, that's the thing a lot of people are.
It's a two part deal.
Yeah,
and the one part about Book we're talking about is strictly between Book and the agents and the.
There's
and
two
the,
parts to the.
And then the other part is involving Adidas, right?
Yeah, because a lot of people have been confused because they think that Arizona's not in trouble because they're not Adidas school, but there's two separate things going on here completely.
But my question for you, Bruce, is long term, will federal involvement maybe rid the recruiting world of AAU and sneaker companies and the things that I think we can all agree have really marred the sport in the last 15, 20 years?
Yeah, I don't know if it can get to that level, but I mean, there could be some seismic changes that the NCAA does to change these things. It would have to be up to them, which by extension is all the member schools. If this leads to a different system of summertime recruiting, yes, it could be the end of that. And the argument for it's always been that this is a bad system, it's not a flawed system, blah, blah, blah. But the good thing is we get all these great prospects in one place every summer, and it makes sense, save dollars and time for, and coaches don't have time to go out in the high school season and look at one guy playing against competition that's not, nearly that
this
good.
Isn't football.
Yeah,
right.
It's much different for them to be able, and much more valuable for them to be able to go out in the spring and the summer and do this. So they'd have to come up with some kind of alternative, or if they somehow manage to shut it all down, then you're looking at another seismic change where maybe coaches do have to go back to the old-fashioned way of going to high school games and then talking to a kid outside his garage in July. It's hard to imagine, but maybe that's what we're looking
at. I was going to say, would it surprise you really if a lot of players just skipped the college route now? Because if the only reason they were coming was because they were getting paid to do it, why not just go play pro overseas or train for a year?
I think that's oversimplification, but I think that the best players, I think that our old friend Terrence Ferguson.
Like Brian Bowen's not going to be able to play in college basketball this year.
Well, how about this? I mean, let's look at Arizona, since we're talking about Arizona here. If you're Arizona and being cautious, because once the NCAA gets involved, if any player that is found to have taken money from Book Richardson is ineligible, what percentage of Arizona's roster suits up for the red-blue game, or for their first exhibition?
Yeah, well, I think they all will. I think we're talking about this could take a long time, with this going in, because the FBI doesn't care who's ineligible. Yeah. They care about the federal
crimes. About the crimes. Right.
So therefore, they're not going to bother finding out if anybody took money from Book. It's going to be up to the NCAA to do that, and who knows how long that's going to take. It could take a long time, a year. So I kind of think that this year's team won't be affected, possibly.
Maybe retroactively in the future.
Other than it's going to be another major distraction the third year in a row after we had a date rape case 2 years ago, and then last year we had a PED deal, all of which basically disrupted the season.
So
potentially, say later on down the road, everybody's predicting Arizona to be a national championship team. They're going into the season number one. So, Bruce, you're thinking that maybe, say, they do win the national championship. Is there going to be a little asterisk next to that?
That's the thing, and that would be the key. It's possible. I mean, they shift back and forth on this all the time, but a lot of times if that happens and then later they determine ineligible players were on that team, then it's vacated. And that's what happened to the 1999 team when Jason Terry was found to have taken money from an agent, and he took 45, by the way. But they lost that game, right. So it didn't actually get vacated.
Well, and he had to pay it all back.
And he didn't have to pay it
with
back.
Inflation. That's a lot more.
To me, Bruce, we've talked so much today about what this means for their brand, such as it is. You've seen this Twitter hashtag that is clever, but it's mean. It's a payers program.
Come up with that yourself?
No, I did not. It's mean. But in the big picture here, Tucson sports fans draw so much pride and identity from that of the Arizona basketball team. Is this something the program can come back from?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but it could take years. I mean, the program came back from the whole transition from Lute Olson, and that was, fans were booing back in 2007 and 2008, and they had a number of problems. That wasn't an NCAA issue, but, those kind of things, you still have a core here. You still have this unusual market where we don't have major league pro teams, and yet we have a million people, and so there's always going to be a built-in fan base to support from, and certainly the traditions here. It could take a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you'd think it affects recruiting in the immediate future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this whole class, especially right now, fall apart. This hurts.
I was
going
to say,
you got Javon Quinlay, appears to be the player that
appears to be heavily implicated. Yeah.
Right, Quinley's probably going to be out. If they even moved in quickly, even they'd probably find him. If he took the money, he'd be declared ineligible for whatever their formula is, half the year, the whole year.
I saw Jonathan Gavonoy tweeted that Nazir Little was most likely going to commit to Arizona, and maybe other schools can come into the mix now and steal him from them.
And other prospects, and then Sharif O'Neal and
maybe Brandon, they start second guessing it. Yeah,
they're probably sitting there thinking, "Why do I really want to go to a place that might be on and sanctions
or where is my money
when I get there?" So there's a lot of implications for recruiting. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've covered pretty much every angle of this online. Mm-hmm. As well, I think there's a good point to stop off on, right?
Absolutely. Can we shamelessly plug
where
you
can
find all this
stuff?
Go
to Tucson.com. We have, we have a timeline of all the events that were implicated in the FBI's findings. Bruce had a great blog post that kind of went through how it might impact everything that's going to happen. We have some more newsy stuff. We're going to have a lot of stuff in the newspaper tomorrow.
Don't forget videos.
We have a few videos, including videos with our news writer, Caitlin Schmidt.
Right, and I think Caitlin wrote a timeline.
Caitlin wrote the timeline.
Which is really valuable to read, because we have links to
breaks
the federal document,
really,
it's like 100 pages. And
it's so hard to read.
But basically, Caitlin does, and I do on some level, but breaks down the whole, what happened month by month, who said what, and kind of makes sense of it. It's a lot easier to read that than the federal issue.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And probably important news that we didn't really talk about, tomorrow's media day is
canceled.
Postponed.
We were planning on giving you a lot of those interviews this week. We'll have to adjust our plans for Friday's podcast, but we wanted to get you this emergency one in, right in the wire. And be sure to download our Wildcaster app.
It's free.
It's free. Subscribe to our podcast on the Apple Podcast app or Google Play, and follow us all on Twitter. I think that's it. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.